Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the following Podzilla 1985 podcast, scheduled for one fall from the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. This is the Podzilla 1985 200th episode.
Gentlemen, to the 200th episode of Podzilla 1985, and if you thought we were going to make it this far, I owe you a dollar, because no one else thought we were getting here that far. I'm going to owe somebody a dollar.
I mean, have you seen how many plays we've had over the last couple of days? We might end up owing a lot of dollars.
I already owe a lot of dollars. I don't need to add to it.
That's why I said you should watch what you say.
So here's what we got for you guys tonight. There is no topic. There is no rhyme or reason to this show, and if you're thinking, how is that different from most shows? Well, it's not, but here's what is different. We have, like, 34 people here at the fucking table ready to celebrate the 200th episode of Podzilla.
Numbers is hard.
I know math well.
2 plus 2 is $50.
I can't do the words.
141, a 30% chance of winning this podcast tonight. Also,
I really want to point out the fact that there are a lot of people at this table. We'll get to the exact number in a moment. But while you're hearing the names, keep in mind, 3-foot by 6-foot table.
Yes.
That's what we're at.
And everybody has their own mic except for poor Lindsay and Ethan.
That's okay.
Yep. That's all right. They're swapping stories.
No. Yeah. No.
Calm down. Calm down. Ethan has a girlfriend, and I don't think Lindsay could go an hour and a half.
No.
All right. So.
All right. Well, that's been 200 episodes.
No. Don't hit him.
Because I can hit him.
So
just
here's
let me know.
Here's who we got on track for you tonight.
Ethan
myself.
Does it on YouTube. Lindsay does a little.
No, I meant him.
No, I know. Don't hit me. Don't hit the hose. No, I got hit anyway. Shannon Young, Mr. 100, the founder and originator of Podzilla 1985. This night really is more about me than anything, but we're going to get to me in a few minutes. To my left, I got 1,001 nicknames to give this man. He's a good friend who came on board unexpectedly when Asa brought him in, and no one really wanted him here, but he has, like a tick, attached himself to us and is draining the blood from the podcast.
I really
week
like
after
to
week
compare more to a fungus. He grows on you.
You can mistake the tick for the awesome cartoon. You can't mistake a fungus for an awesome cartoon.
Well, there is a fungus among us, and it's Dalton Manch. Dalton,
what's up, guys?
Welcome to the show. Next to him, my partner on Mr. 100 and the 5-Star Man, the 5-Star Man himself, a great, great person who's helped me out through a lot in my life already. And we bonded on wrestling, on S.A. Rios, wasn't it? Or was it?
We
can't figure it out.
We don't remember if it was S.A. Rios or Savio Vega. But I think it was S.A. Rios because I think it was Lita.
It was a foreigner.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what matters. Asa Gray.
Hi.
Next to Asa Gray, the man himself, who was originally going to have his own show. We quickly quit that because nobody wants to hear about ghosts and UFOs week after week, even though we still try to shoehorn it in. Mr. Tanner Calvert, my oldest friend at this table. Tanner, it is a pleasure to have you here tonight, and you look dapper.
Well, thank you, sir. I suited up. I halfway suited up.
Now, the backwards baseball cap's throwing me off.
Sorry. Get over it.
Have you ever seen... I don't know that I've seen Tanner without a hat for any longer than a few seconds.
Yeah. It's true. And he has wonderful hair. That's the thing. Much better than my hair.
Well, now. I'd like to point out, though, just a second ago, all the praise you gave Asa when just the person before him, you blamed him for the person before him.
That's because it's Dalton. And me,
yeah,
night and day.
But like, it's halfway your fault.
Oh no,
you get half to blame.
Oh no,
you can't blame Jesus for Adolf Hitler.
Because
I can't blame Asa for Dalton Manch.
That's
all right.
I don't know.
Those are a couple of extreme comparisons.
So like Dalton's Adolf Hitler is that?
I love that we're not going to. This show's going to end right after we get to the last person at the table. We're not going to get to these.
Well,
interests.
And for anyone who doesn't know, like who's recently joined in. The reason that I'm the one that brought in Dalton is because he had mentioned to Shannon, and I've known Dalton for a few years now, and he mentioned to Shannon at his place of work that, oh, I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
Yeah.
And so I invited him to come and just like sit in and listen. And I thought that meant he was going to park on the couch
and
just like sit in the background. But he just pulled up a chair right next to me, and we ended up sharing a microphone.
You showed him the brass ring. That's your fault, Vince.
Yeah, whether you wanted to or not.
And just like Cesaro, they just keep trying to push me down. No, are we not talking about wrestling?
That's almost as the Jesus Adolf Hitler comparison.
I mean,
back
the
hell
up.
This is
a Godzilla episode if wrestling doesn't come up.
That's not true. Wrestling and aliens. A general topic on the show.
There have been episodes. They were called Nerd Up before Asa and Dalton.
<That's> true. Or the sports show.
Speaking of the sports show.
It's true.
Right next to Tanner, the man himself. That. Tanner, co-host of the sports show. Cody Sandusky.
looks, I used to like Asa.
He looks so
Never mind.
Wait, what did I do to you? Tanner's oh, was it because of Dalton?
It's because of the sports show, you sack of excrement.
No, I'm saying.
Sack of excrement.
No, they said that there, it's not a PZ85 show without talking about wrestling or aliens.
Yeah, you kind of complimented us.
And I meant, oh no, it's the sports show doesn't get into that. Oh,
okay, thank you. I thought you meant like that was the same vein of the sports show.
No,
really
I was mentioning that the sports show
is a
wrong
with talking about UFOs and wrestling?
There's not.
There's a time and a place.
Fine.
The sports show isn't one
I
of
got
them.
Sensitive for like
was,
15 seconds. I'm sorry.
I was including you guys.
We're
I was
five
including
minutes in.
Show.
We already got a fight going. Cody Sandusky's at the end of the table.
Sandusky, thank you.
Cody Sandusky, who I, like Asa, I don't remember how we met, but we've known each other for many, many years.
Blame it on GameStop.
I was about to say
blame it
on GameStop, probably.
And Cody hosts the sports show here on Podzilla 1985, which is finally up and running. I can no longer make fun of it and say, because the first show was in 2015 in June, I believe.
Yeah.
The second show was in last month. When people sometimes joke at New Year's and say, I'll see you next year, is legitimately what happened in this case.
I promise quality, not quantity, but now you're going to get a good mix of both, all right?
Hey, all you right. can just phone these shows in. I think that's what we do it at some point.
That's what I do for my career. Why change
I mean, that's
now.
What's going to happen tomorrow morning. I mean, it's going to be me and Cody. What? Football season's over. I can't talk about sports anymore.
That's why we're talking about soccer and baseball.
Good time to pick that show back up.
Preview. That's why we're talking about sex scandals tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I can talk about show. I can talk about Peyton Manning for a while.
I like sex scandals.
He's football.
Speaking
I do that.
Speaking of sex scandals, right next to Cody Sandusky, Mr. Ethan Craig Miles.
I'm Ethan Craig Miles, and I can go an hour and a half.
Also known as the Titty Master.
And the Semen Demon.
And the Semen Demon.
Jesus Christ.
Remember so, I said I wanted the, I wanted the show to be better than the
favorite
episode?
What class?
What class? Class is out.
Obviously.
Class is out. And 50th episode is now up here. No, no. Ethan, who doesn't get on the show enough. Good man. Pretty man.
No.
And speaking of pretty, right next to him, my second longest ally in this world, because I think I knew Tanner, I knew to you before I knew Lindsay. But it's real close.
There was no salt in that at all.
No, it was just like, do the math.
When
although
Tanner,
I'm not quite a special.
When Tanner was 10 years old, he was already 6'5". Little known fact.
Not quite, but
he had already eaten his first
Damn.
Armenian.
Gosh damn it.
That's a tradition in Southern Illinois. He had to hunt it down himself.
He did, yeah.
Not it's a rite of passage.
Not a lot of Armenians running around Southern Illinois, you know?
Not anymore.
That's because... Yeah, exactly.
Tanner took it really seriously.
That's why the Punisher doesn't have a rogues gallery.
But Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Who's sitting next to Ethan and on her iPad. It ain't Podzilla, she ain't on her iPad.
I'm sorry. I have attention issues.
Well, not only that, but you also have throwing up issues.
Yeah.
We were at the apartment, and I was like, come on, we need to get going, because they're waiting for us. I didn't know that Asa hadn't gotten here yet, because I hadn't checked my text messages. And she's...
Do you want me to go full on gross as to what happened? Because I'll do it.
I walk by the bathroom, and she's, like, hunched over in it, and I'm like, are you throwing up? And she says, no, I'm just dry heaving. And I said, well, hurry up, because we need to start dry leaving.
Oh my God!
So we the podcast wasn't even on tape until now.
That's
and then Shannon
an
high fived himself. The crickets were sighing.
No, I high fived Bob,
really
who's
did.
Just happy for attention. To be honest,
now that the cat's gone.
Oh, hey, by cat you mean the C U N? How do you spell cat?
C U
N T. That's not how you spell it.
That was long gone.
Oh yeah,
the cat was still there.
Yeah. Well, the cat probably loved him more.
Almost certainly.
Jesus Christ, we got to stop this. Next to Lindsay. The other brainchild of Podzilla 1985, the host of Nerd Up, the marvelous Jesse and Chris, regular on the sports show. It sounds like we're a real thing.
Right?
You know? Jesse Kimball.
What's up?
Glorious beard.
I try. Actually needs to be trimmed real bad right now.
A lot of beards at this table need to be trimmed real bad. And by that I mean two. Tanner and Jesse. We got Jihad Jesse and Terrorist Tanner.
He's sitting right by me. I've already made Asa upset. Don't make it worse for me, because I'm in the line of fire.
Tanner won't attack you.
Asa and I are cool.
He'll just look at me like, why can't we hurt him?
Just be glad you're not Armenian.
I'm already sad enough I'm Polish, okay? Don't make anything worse for me.
You shouldn't have admitted that.
Sandusky really didn't
tell you
enough?
No, it's just, never mind.
There's a whole lot of German at this table.
Sandusky, it's either Polish or child molester, thanks for the jerk in Penn State. I don't have any hope in my last name.
I wasn't making fun of the Polish people. Calm down, Cody. There's all love here.
Calm down, Cody, the child rapist.
Oh, I don't like...
It's been 200 episodes. No one else has made the joke. May as well jab it in there for everything.
I don't like that nickname.
Yeah, you're jabbing it. All right. That's a real nickname.
I hope that one doesn't stick.
it's
stuck, all right.
And then next to Jesse, the newest member of the show, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
Who is drinking.
It's been a long day, and who doesn't like drinking? Yeah!
Not wrong.
Me and Dalton and Lindsay.
I'm not really a fan.
What are you drinking?
Mountain Dew.
Shh!
Just Mountain Dew?
What secrets need not be shared?
You don't know me.
Family recipes.
I really don't know you, so...
You don't
know. Stranger danger, I'm glad you're down there. And you just said you raped children, so you just stay down there.
Jesus Christ!
I did not say... No, there's no saving that.
All right,
no.
So, time out. I think Shannon's really salty about the Thanksgiving episode.
I am, and...
He absolutely is.
And that's why I want to jump in now and say Cody is not a child rapist.
Thank you.
He's never raped a child. He's not even Polish.
Shannon has never slipped Bob Quaaludes.
I was going to tell you, if you brought up that joke again, just bring up Quaaludes.
No, I was just going to flip the table, but sure, Quaaludes is a nice second.
But I'm on Cody's
side.
This
is all of our equipment, Cody.
My equipment's as old as we are. It's not going to hurt it.
Well, probably not as old as
Ethan. Hold on. Special shout out real quick before I forget. John Volkerding.
Yes.
Lent us a couple of microphones for tonight. Because,
did he really?
Yeah, that's Dalton's microphone and Tanner's microphone are actually both John Volkerding's.
How did that come about? I'm kind of curious.
I posted it on Facebook. I was like, does anybody have any XLR mics we could use? And John Volkerding was quick to respond, and yeah, you left him at Gaming Grounds for me.
John Volkerding is a good guy.
He was a really good
guy. Because I once posted on Facebook, I posted it at the store, if someone will bring me a Full Throttle, I'd appreciate it. And he brought me a Full Throttle.
He's brought me a tea before.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he didn't. He was the first one to post and said, would it be weird if I drove all the way to Cape from Jackson to bring you a tea? And I was like, I mean, I don't think so.
I'm not going to complain. You want me to complain?
So special shout out to John Volkerding, and a special shout out to the people that couldn't be here tonight. Kevin Schenkelberg, who wouldn't be here anyway because he's not on the show, but he does pay the most money. So legally, we have to mention him. Who else is not here tonight? Stephanie?
Yep.
Not with us tonight. Steven? Not with us tonight. CJ? Not with us tonight. Anybody else?
We're missing
Big John. Big Johnny not here with us tonight. Who?
The original PWU cast.
Well, they don't work here anymore.
That doesn't mean we don't miss them. I miss them.
I miss Hunter.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it.
I mean, I'll get real with you. Hunter and Louie and Jordan and who else has come and gone in the Podzilla family? Nate. Zach, Nate.
Was Nate actually in the family?
Because
he's been on two shows.
Well, I consider him a long-lost cousin.
Yeah, if you ask him, he is a prominent cast member.
I would claim Nate as a friend, and I would say that I would give him a shout out on the show because he's a good guy. Hunter, of course, who did the opening for us. First time Hunter's been on since.
Oh, it's been a while.
Way before December. I think November, maybe even.
No, it was December because I think I was on the last PWU with him.
Really?
Yeah,
Hunter hasn't been on for a while, and I do miss Hunter a lot. Jordan, I could take or leave at this point, but that's for completely different reasons. Louie! I almost considered messaging and saying, hey, we're doing the 200th episode. Be a huge surprise if you came in and sat with us. But, and I'm not going to make fun of him. I'm not. So stop looking at me. But I didn't want to open that can of worms of going, hey, I don't really want to talk to you because of what happened in the past, but I do want to honor your contribution to Podzilla. But I know if I message you, you're going to like take that further than it needs to go. So didn't invite him on, but I do want to say, to Louie and Zach and Jordan and Hunter and all the other kids that have come through the orphanage, thank you for your contributions for Podzilla 1985 over the years.
I feel like this is like the end of the Grammys where we're honoring the people.
I feel like this is a Stevie Wonder honoring where you're just rambling on for 15 minutes. I want to thank all the children of the world, all the people, and yes, I'm bobbing back and forth.
That's a great visual gag for the audio podcast.
Well, I described it at the end.
Copyright Asa Gray.
Also, shout out to Billy.
Oh, yeah, Billy's right here.
Pinhead Gallery. Yeah. Regular member of the Pinhead Gallery.
Which Billy will eventually be leaving, and he won't be in the Pinhead Gallery anymore. Yeah. Boo this man.
Boo.
I don't have the heart in me.
You know what? I'm going to congratulate Billy for getting the fuck out of Cape.
Yeah.
Oh, are you leaving the area? Yeah. Congratulations, because
you're
not
free.
Here.
Right?
You are free.
Broken down cars.
Billy, Dave. Now, Billy works with us here at Gaming Grounds. And Dave, who owns the Jackson's store, called me the other day and said, I heard Billy's moving. I said, yeah, he's going to Ohio. And he said, well, is he moving into a black neighborhood because of his significant other? And I went, I don't think so. They're furries.
I don't know. Time out.
If there's a ghetto furry neighborhood.
Oh, sweet Moses.
I know the perfect.
I'm really glad that Billy's laughing.
You need to lie. Say it?
Yeah.
Say what? Oh, sorry, Billy.
There you go.
Love
That's
you,
a
Billy.
200th episode.
I was really wondering if I was going to be the only one wrecking this episode, but I'm glad you came in and helped me out, buddy.
No, I'm always up for a good wreck.
I've been trying to run this car to the wall 200 miles an hour already. Have you seen me talk?
I heard about the Polish thing earlier. I'm sorry about that.
The Irish side of the table will sit over here quietly.
No, we won't.
I have Polish in me. That's
I disagree.
Well, she's already drunk.
I'm not drunk.
It don't get much more
she has
Irish
a little
than that.
Malibu in her too.
It's a damn good time too. I know you're jealous.
So we got everybody here. There's how many? We said we were going to count it up. There's nine. There's nine of us here tonight. It's the most we've ever done on one podcast. I didn't know how this was going to work, but I wanted to do something special for the 200th episode. They got all of these cables together, all of these microphones together. Everybody is assembled like the Avengers. And now that we're all here, I can't think of a thing to talk about.
I feel like we're the B-team.
Well, only no,
we're the only team.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I meant when you like compare us to the Avengers.
Oh.
We're going to be compared to the Avengers. We're like
the
triple
of...
Z team.
I don't know about you, but I can wall run.
Defense,
I cannot.
I can't either.
In our defense, we're getting drunk, man, in about 20 minutes, and that's like the closest thing we'll have to a superhero.
I feel like you don't understand how alcohol intolerance works.
I don't think you understand how small she is.
That doesn't matter.
Like, I don't. You've never
a
had
a teaspoon of alcohol.
None of you have even seen me drink, except Jesse. Unless he's vouching for me. It takes me at least three full drinks.
Like three full beverages
after,
or just drinks?
And I cannot have eight in forever.
I don't know. Well, how many have you had so far?
There's just two Malibus in this. Like two little shots.
Yeah, it's less than a shot of alcohol.
And it's almost gone, and I'm perfectly fine.
She has about a shot and a half of alcohol total.
I'm not aware.
I don't know why this is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know anything about alcohol, so like, when you say a shot, like that means nothing.
Approximately 3 ounces is what she's had.
I don't know what an ounce is.
And I'm so drunk.
You don't know what an ounce is?
Low alcohol content.
Yeah, Malibu.
Liquor.
Oh, like. So you're a pussy then. Okay.
I'm going to need Common Core math to figure that out.
No, nope. Yeah, no,
fuck
no.
Common Core math.
Or all you just need to know is I'm not fucking drunk.
Yeah, guys, this is how she normally is.
I will fucking kill you. Oh,
I don't want to sit next to you.
It's really funny that you're insulting her while she's sitting next to your $1,000 laptop with an open beverage.
I don't want to sit next to her now. It's uncomfortable.
You guys put me at the end of the table to cut me out of pictures, so here I am.
That was Billy's fault. I didn't take the picture.
Oh,
you cut me out, too.
You took the picture.
No, you were in that picture.
No, not when you took your table.
Oh.
That was just for my personal phone. Don't worry about it. Don't worry what I'm going to do with that picture.
Don't worry about the pictures I take for my own personal use.
I'm glad I'm not in it, then.
All we need to know is
you're
Cody's, like,
me
right
googly eyes.
In the center of it. Yeah, cool. Thanks, Dalton.
What did you say?
These eyes don't Google. I don't know. I'm trying to defend myself.
Yeah,
you're not doing a good job.
I don't think you're using Google correctly.
Man, drunk Mandy sure wins Dalton over
here. What
is happening?
I'm so lost.
Right? Well,
50th episode, guys. Congratulations.
I got 15th episode.
50th.
Oh, yeah.
I still think we're better than 50th. There's actual decent sound quality to this one.
That's true. I don't know why when we did the 50th episode, it's like everything looked good in the preview, and then as soon as it started, Zach did that classic grab the mic and swallow it and start talking thing that you did the first episode, Cody.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Man, this is the Cody bash self, everyone bash Cody episode.
No, 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 no. We'll get to Tanner in a second.
Glad we're beside each other on the table.
I'm waiting on you to give me the okay to go.
I don't want you to crush Dalton and Asa on the way.
just when you say go, move.
I can hit him.
Okay. No, she's already slapped me once.
I have an arm reach.
Yeah, you can use my soundboard, by the way. I think you probably survive.
Right.
It's like Tanner's like that boulder from Indiana Jones. That's a compliment. You're like a rock. I don't know the rest of that song.
Why would you go Cougar Mellencamp right now? That's not going to help the situation.
Thunder Cougar. Fuck.
Thunder Cougar Falcon Bird.
Yes. Thank you.
Baby pup, I can't fucking say.
Okay, no. She's not drunk though. That's the key. All
right, that's the key. So we're swimming for a topic right now. Is what you're saying?
Well, you know, when I every time we do a show like this, I always think, well, let's just talk about the show. Let's talk about our experiences, what we liked. Let's have fun with it, and then we, you know, don't.
Have that's fun what I was going to help with, kind of spearhead us in the right direction.
Yeah, because especially when it was five people, we were like, oh man, everybody's talking over each other, and we have nine people here, and so far it's gone swimmingly.
That's because
that's
we don't
not
have
sarcasm.
Like a, we don't have a general topic yet. It's just mostly
banter.
Well, that's what the kids like.
Is it?
That's what my kids like.
You don't have kids.
This is the second time I made that joke this week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Except you, Ethan.
Hello.
Welcome back on the show.
I'm here.
Dalton's texting.
I talk too much as
turn
it
off
is.
Your phone.
Well, that came back too.
Throwback. Oh.
What other jokes can we bring back? Like other running.
I don't get it.
Jokes. I need my chocolate.
That one never went anywhere. Though.
Say, did you notice?
Shout out to Zach.
90% of our jokes come from Zach Price.
Yeah.
Tuggy squeezies.
No, that was
no.
That was
sucky blowies. All
That wasn't a Zach joke though.
This big.
This dick.
No, I said this big, but sure.
This big.
That.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I wasn't gonna make that joke, but.
Why is it after the 50th episode debacle, which I say is the worst episode we've ever done, would we talk about Zach Price so much? You know? It's like, remember all those things we hated about the 50th episode? Let's remember them.
Well, it's the milestone.
Let's recreate them.
So. We're remembering everything. This is a PZ85 recap.
And this is a milestone. 200 episodes.
Yeah.
Then think about that. 200 episodes.
Also,
I didn't think we'd make, when we made 50, I was like, holy shit, we made 50 episodes. I started messaging everybody. I was like, because Jesse, you were doing Pen and Nerd at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody, you were doing the radio, which you still do the radio.
Right.
But I was just getting various people to send us shout outs. I'm like, hey, we did 50 episodes. I can't believe we did 50. Well, now fast forward a few months. And,
now, holler. Squidbillies, what are you doing here?
But now we're at 200 episodes, and it's glorious and fantastic. And everybody here contributes except Ethan.
Hello.
No, he's a prominent member of the Peanut Gallery.
He is.
He's right there with Billy.
And he was on Tuesday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Did a good job.
I spoke words.
You did. You did word jobs.
And not only are we at 200 episodes, but just on the metrics that I can see being on kind of the outside, we have multiple tens of thousands of listens.
It's
not just 200 episodes of empty content. People like it.
Yeah, it's 200. It's 10,000 just through Podbean. Actually,
over 11,000.
Yeah,
way over 11 now.
Getting close to 12,000.
Because we had 11,111 the other day.
When we first started doing this, and Jesse and I talked about this earlier, we just had Podbean. We didn't have iTunes, we didn't have downloads or anything like that. At least I didn't know how, Jesse did that. I don't know how he did it. All I know is that one day, we had no listens, and then Jesse did something, and then we had hundreds of listens every day, and I was like, that's when I really went, holy shit, people are actually listening to this show. It went from 40 per show to hundreds per show.
I do computer magic.
You do?
Power of Apple.
We tipped.
I get paid.
It's about time we start getting our avatars in line.
He just listened. He just kept playing replay.
That's all I do at work. Just play.
He just puts it on mute.
Play. Play.
I mean, that's what I did at first.
Every time you fix the computer, ones. You just have that running automatically in the background.
You're running a virus. That would be 50 years of running a virus on everybody's computer, just playing the show.
It doesn't stop, and they're like, what is this?
I mean, nobody has speakers in the county. They would never know.
thank God, because if they turned it on.
Woo! Yeah, and they start hearing my voice, and like, then I get fired, then I'm really sad.
For the things you say on this show.
I mean, if anybody's going to get Jesse fired, it's going to be probably between us two.
Yeah.
Well, there's
yeah.
been times where I'm at work, and I decide, I'm going to go listen to one of the shows, like the newest show. It should be safe. It's probably safe.
Why would you ever make that assumption?
Yeah, hey, I'm not anymore. Point, yeah, he asked me, he's like, can I listen to the show at work? No.
I have earbuds that I put in to listen to these shows
potty
now.
Mouth.
It's not even, I'm not even worried about that.
It's mostly me.
It's Shannon, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, the racist I mean, mouth. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, the potty mouth part isn't near as bad as the offensive humor.
Yeah, because I literally, like I work on water. Humor. I work with sailors. Mm-hmm. They cuss like sailors.
I didn't know we worked for HBO. Hebrew box office.
Yeah, it's like when I said I was listening to a car, and then I picked up Mike, and I was like, and we're going to turn off the podcast so my 5-year-old son doesn't need that.
I kind of just stopped caring if people hear my own office.
What's bad is that, like, I never realized how dangerous it was to do this podcast, because, you know, we don't care. We're having fun. But it's not until you realize that when it seeps into your personal life that it can get bad. Like when Ethan's parents listened to the show and then hated me. Or when Lindsay's like, I think my dad's listening to the show now. I was like, uh-oh. That ain't good.
Or when my boss told me, Jesse, you're in trouble. What? Why? You didn't tell me how to podcast. Don't listen to it.
There's a reason.
I will be in much more trouble.
For like the people I love most, it's like, hey, I've got this great podcast we do. It's a lot of fun. Oh, where can I listen to it at? Don't listen to it.
No, it's just something that I do. We don't release it.
That happened at school because we were in like a technology course for education. It's like, oh, yeah, you should do podcasts. And somebody was like, is anybody here on a podcast? And like all of my friends that know, they just pointed at me. And she's like, what's it called? And I was like, no.
Nerdist.
Nerdist.
Things. Dicks and things.
Like, Harmontown? Like, you will get me kicked out of this department so fast.
No, don't say Harmontown. They don't want to listen to that one either. I mean, it's great. Everyone should listen to it, but not
professionally.
Yeah.
It's amazing we've made such a... I mean, I don't want to say this is a career, because none of us are getting paid for it.
Nope.
But it's legitimately one of those things where when I go around places, I get people that go, hey, I love your podcast. It's crazy.
I get Facebook messages occasionally, like, man, I listened to that show. Holy shit.
It's usually divided between holy shit, that was funny, and holy shit, I can't believe you said that.
That happens, too.
Yeah. I get that so a lot. Much.
I had a couple people come up to me and be like, you know that podcast you're on? The host is really offensive. Yeah, but
well, he's not wrong.
It's an act. Anyone that knows me outside of the show knows that I am...
Jesse,
you asshole.
Well, and I think part of it too is like we all know that, like we all know your sense of humor, and we understand that. And then like the majority of the people, especially at the beginning, because it was all people we knew, it was all our friends, listening to it, and who also knew that.
Yeah.
But as the show has grown, and there's more and more like new people listening, they may not, because they don't actually know. Like, there's people that have listened to this who have no idea who any of us actually are.
Yeah. They're in other countries.
Right, which is crazy to think about. But at the same time, like, you have to keep in mind, it's like, oh, they don't get that. Oh, no, Shannon's not actually racist. Like, he doesn't
Shannon's never actually raped anyone!
Yeah. Like, it's...
Tanner!
Bob!
I don't give a fuck. Why is Ethan looking at me now?
Bob,
why did that joke have to happen? Hey, Cody!
Bob just hasn't come forward yet.
Bob's going to do a solo episode.
I keep meaning to go and ask him.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear a Bob solo episode.
You'd have a lot of silence.
It would be... No,
you'd
just
have gentle sobbing in the background.
Oh, no.
See, I think that if Bob had a microphone and he was allowed to talk in it, just say whatever he wants to say, it would be the most depressing shit you've ever heard in your life.
It wouldn't
be silence. There would be 30 minutes of shit that was like, fuck my life.
It would just turn into a creepypasta. Like, it's
not real. We'd be deleting it off the thing. Like, we're not this fucking thing.
Nope. I'm just going to say, y'all broke Cody.
Yeah,
he's done.
Yeah, I never thought about that, Asa. It all started with us just posting on Facebook and going, hey.
We did a thing.
Hey, friends, listen to this. And then all of a sudden, people we don't know listen to it. We met new friends, like Dalton, through the podcast.
Yeah, interestingly. California, Texas, and Illinois, outside of Missouri anyway, are our top most listened to states.
And Pennsylvania, to a lesser extent, but Pennsylvania's
there too.
Yeah. Like, I get Pennsylvania, because that's where Lindsay's family's from, and Mandy, you have family there, I'm assuming?
I doubt they listen to us.
Then, no.
Mandy's not going to advertise
I'm already,
that.
Like, the out-of-bounds
black sheep.
Kid. Yeah, so
have we had any hits from Ohio?
I have no idea. Like, if so, not very many.
Okay. There's a couple states that have never listened to us. I'm looking at several. You, Nevada.
Bastards.
Utah.
Utah's also one. Yes.
Dakota.
That one makes perfect sense, though.
Yeah.
Utah should not listen to Nevada.
Well, I would expect at least one or two lessons, and then the Supreme Leader just kind of blast out to avoid that website. Yeah. I made a Mormon Supreme Leader joke.
I got that.
Come at me, Christianity.
Oh!
Wait a minute.
No!
So anyway,
you're
going
offending
back.
Every Christian at this... table.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
It's like all three of them.
And Ethan.
Oh, okay.
We got the Christians at the
that.
Other end of the table.
Oh,
they got their own side of the table.
They do. The anointed side.
Can you
feel the segregation?
Oh, and Louisiana, because Krista does listen to these shows.
Yeah, and California I get because of Ryan.
Right.
You know, my cousin Casper's out there, and I'm sure he's pimping the show out there pretty hard. But Texas baffles me.
I don't know.
I don't know
anybody
in
Texas.
In Texas.
As much as we've ripped on gun control.
Oh,
I'm really impressed by that.
I have friends that know other people in Texas.
All my exes live in Texas.
I have a friend.
Asshole.
In Texas.
I hate you.
That's not true.
I was about to say it.
It was a song.
It's definitely a song.
I get that it's a song. No, I'm from Perryville, Missouri. You don't think I don't know that song? They played that at my uncle's wedding because his ex-wife moved to Texas. At the second wedding, they played that song.
That sounds like a Perryville wedding.
Yeah, I do that at my own.
None of that surprises me.
Wait, I've got a story better than that one.
All right.
My grandfather goes to Texas every year to see his son, or his sons and daughter. And while he's there, he spends the entire week with his ex-wife. As he's in the car leaving, we always sing that song to him. We're sitting there singing it and just waving bye as he goes to spend a week with his ex-wife.
That sounds sweet.
But anyway, back to the beginning of that. I have a friend in Texas that probably listens to the show, and I'm willing to say he's told other people about it, because we do PWU.
We're also global. Like that's here listening to us in the United States. That's one thing, and that's cool that people in like other states listen to us. But when I was looking at the numbers today, like it's not huge, but France, Japan, England, Russia is a big listener to us. I think Jesse's the reason for that.
I've got Russians on my Facebook. That may be the case.
I like to think that Rusev listens to us at some point.
I've got a couple friends in Japan.
I also wonder if a lot of those international listeners aren't
VPNs.
Yeah, exactly. Like what? People running Ola Unblocker to get that good Netflix.
Not American Netflix.
Well, I think other on the list is also really high. Well, so we don't know where that is.
Parts unknown.
Well, no, you can look at the
fill the ship with the rocket fuel. Listen to the podcast.
So permanent PWU opener. I want that. I want Cody to an Ultimate Warrior as our PWU opener from now on.
I'm seconding that one.
You've been outvoted.
I didn't vote.
You did something. Other than the occasional sports show.
Other than an entire show. Were you talking about
where everybody has a thistle, and I don't know why.
You know,
it's not everybody, it's just me.
No, it was like on that first episode, like I do the whole intro.
I had a lift.
Oh,
Dusty Rhodes.
I dusted the whole episode.
To the pay window.
No, honestly, like, there are parts of it, like, all of us have it a little bit, just some more severe than others, particularly Tanner.
Yeah.
Tanner may or may not sound like Dusty Rhodes on the sports show.
So you should introduce the next show as Tanner Rhodes, Cody Rhodes.
Smoke and mirrors. Damn, your theme song
is
sports
show.
Why
is your name Dustin? Damn you, Jesse.
It's all your fault.
You act as if there's a Tanner Rhodes in the family?
He's the young brother.
Smart Mark, you?
The one from down south. Wait, I don't think he gets more down south than Dusty.
Texas.
Wait, no!
Bye,
Texas fans.
Bye, Dusty Rhodes
fans. Stardust, if you're listening, that's just Shannon. We love you.
I love you.
I was so honored to be named after your other name.
I said no one gets lower than Dusty Rhodes or
you
somewhere
said
southern.
South,
because he's dead and in the ground.
Which I was thinking Texas, as in locationally. But no,
I like that we
could
have just ignored it and moved on. I find
the best jokes are the ones you have to explain. You know?
No. When did CJ get here?
I'm sure he's out in outer space right now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's co-piloting the spaceship.
Ace is not going to go out that one, but he wants to. Let's move on before Ace dies.
Up, up, and away.
God damn it. Please, let's move forward.
He's not going to listen to
it. Are you kidding me? They don't know how to move forward.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Fuck. That took a dark turn.
I don't know what that was. That was a bitter turn.
You know, I know we had.
Get the salt off there.
We kind of agreed on the name of this episode, but I feel like it took a dark turn. Might surplant that.
We'll post up alternate title. It'll be the 200th episode. What was it?
Logical.
No, it wasn't logical. It's
logical.
The logic is sound.
It's going to be Pods of the 1985 200th episode, The Logic is Sound, or Things Took a Dark Turn.
No, you can post the same episode twice.
You get double
listen.
You get double.
They're
going to
get so pissed when they realize it's the same thing.
Because on the second episode, I'll speed up the voice, so we all sound like chipmunks. Yeah.
Or
it'll be
took a dark
episode.
Turn, you slow them down.
Or with that crazy echo we had going on earlier.
Yeah, I hope that's gone.
That was terrifying.
Like the crazy feedback loop.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
Yeah, Cody, I want to compliment you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, move it on. No.
I'll take it.
No.
That's easy.
I had the sports, the most recent sports show you did, but I think it was just you and Tanner.
Yep.
And I had that on a couple days ago while I was showing Bob XCOM. And as we're listening to it, I looked at Bob and I said, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You're so smart on sports and that stuff. I had no idea what you guys were talking about, but you sounded so professional. Like, you sound like you belong on that show and you knew what you were talking about. And I had no idea what you were saying.
It's almost like he has a sports show professionally.
It's almost like he does this for a living.
Have you ever considered doing it professionally?
Once or twice. Well, I'll bring it to the station one day and make my own show.
Well, I mean,
Radio
that,
Free Cody.
If we're going to do that, I don't understand why Tanner doesn't have a fishing show or a hunting show.
Tanner was just about to high five me.
He was going
to
flip me off and he was like, yeah, actually, I would like
do
that.
It. I'll
yeah.
be on that show. Sounds like a fun time.
Tanner and Phil Robertson can join the UN and go
whoa.
I don't know if you had a point if you were gonna high five me or something.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was raising his hand to make a point or if he was going for the high five.
I tried to high five Dalton earlier and he backed off like a bitch.
It's because I'll take it back. I'm bringing that back.
No. Like
we were in the store and he was gonna high five me and it was right after I made a joke.
About me.
About him, and he lifts his hand and I flinch like the biggest pussy in the world.
He did. I go to high five him and he jumps back and I was like, what are you doing?
I was selling it like Shawn Michaels at SummerSlam against Hogan.
He was like redacted. He was like Lex Luger. He was just...
I didn't know.
Wheelchairing away? Yes, you will.
But I'm really excited for him to be
Lex Luger is a wrestler.
Superman.
Ew.
I recognize some of these names.
Also on Tuesday when we were talking about superheroes, I mentioned that I meant to say Lex Luthor when I said Lex Luger. And then that's all we could think about. What's Lex Luger versus like Superman? Lex Luger wearing like, he's this big buff guy wearing this little American Speedo with tassels on his arms.
Lex, how are you going to be Superman?
I don't know! Damn it!
I don't know!
You put me on the spot. Your t-shirts are too tight, Billy!
To you, I'll say thank you for the compliment. To Mandy, I'll say I'm sorry I'm a part of train wrecking this episode.
I think we can
get away from the wrestling. I just hate wrestling.
It grows on you.
No.
The door is...
No.
The door's
no.
in the wall.
No,
this
no.
isn't a wrestling show,
yeah, I would defend Mandy. Mandy does nerd up. That is her forte, is the nerdy stuff.
I would be on the sports show if you talked about football, though. I love football.
Football season's over, man.
I know, and it's depressing.
We'll have a super show when it comes back. We're going to have a couple of sports football.
You specials. Should cover the XFL.
I want to.
Baseball's okay.
Is that
I like
still
going
a
to
thing?
Games.
I just, yeah, no. I like going to games, but I can't talk about baseball
me.
For any
reason. No. I watch it at work.
I have never been to a professional sporting event.
Well, you could have been. You turned it down.
I have been.
A couple times.
I've never had fun.
But I had a sports journalism scholarship in college.
Yeah, you told me that recently. I'm still impressed by that, because even I didn't get that.
Wait, did you say I didn't need that?
No, I didn't get that.
Oh, I was going to say, holy shit. He's just demeaning me.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no, I had a sports journalism scholarship. I had to cover all the games, but I also got a free ride through college, so.
Don't matter.
I was bored as shit watching those games. The only thing that was exciting was when, after the game, when we lose, because we always lost, and the coach would be so pissed off, that was entertaining. That was like professional
wrestling.
That always
is. I enjoy that part of the interview.
Yeah. Steven the coach.
No.
Oh, God.
How did he hit me?
How did he shoot the basket?
I just want to say my Kennedy rage isn't that bad.
No, it's same. I don't think I've ever seen anybody rage as hard as
no. Steve. He actually was trying to tell me that Pat's rage was far worse than his. I was like,
no.
I grew up with Pat, and I mean, there's days when it spiked, but not that bad.
From only hearing stories and like, because I don't know if Steven's ever broken controllers. I just think his rage is much more
it's not
vocal.
His lack of trying.
Yeah, I was about to say, he definitely has the past.
The last time I agreed to, like, buy a game to play with Steven was Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. And the night we all played it, the last night I played anything with him, he threw his controller down really hard. And Jesse had to tell him, don't throw your controller down. And he picked it up like, fine. He almost got sent to his room.
My brother broke a couple of controllers in our time as kids. He smacked a Super Nintendo controller on the ground, shattered it in half.
Oh, and those things are built like a rock.
Playing Super Punch Out, and blacked out two punches before beating Mr. Sandman, and he just threw it on the concrete.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I threw
Xbox controller
a
out a window at his apartment one time. I was there for that. That was
to be fair, Punch Out was a bitch.
It was.
Probably because of Call of Duty.
It was like Sandman. Yeah, those bumpers are trash.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't allowed to break controllers because they were not repurchased.
Right, yeah.
If we broke a controller, Congratulations, guys. One player time.
Right.
Until but, you save up enough money to buy a fucking Mad Catz controller.
But I don't have any controllers.
Yeah. Did anyone ever figure out what the turbo button did on any of those fucking controllers?
I feel like it makes the button press repeatedly fast.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Does it?
Yeah.
What does that accomplish?
Damn it, I was trying to be like a smart ass. Mega Man? And everybody just accepted it as the answer.
We all had one of those controllers.
You may have been guessing, but you're right. That's what it's for.
I never had any idea. I just remember, like,
the only game I used to something like that for was Mortal Kombat. For the parts where you had to break the ice and stuff.
Oh, the instead of like bite.
Because I used to just take the controller and rub my fingers on it, but that led to really bruised and battered knuckles. So that turbo controller really helped.
Yeah, one of the other settings, if you turn it on and you press the button, like hold it down, it basically, instead of counting it as one press, it keeps like flipping it on and off. So it just presses the button as fast as it can.
Today I learned.
Yeah, like the NES Advantage. You turn that bad boy on turbo for Contra, you might actually beat the game.
Sir, no. I've...
Goals!
I've beat Contra. Thank you.
It took me the 30 life code, but I did it.
Moving on.
Uh-huh. I want to play Contra now.
I also beat Dark Souls, but I never beat
with
Ninja Turtles.
With turbo on.
Yes, Dark Souls really helps with that turbo button.
Rolling everywhere.
I'm like goddamn Sonic the Hedgehog. Just laying in one spot, spinning around.
There's actually people that have tried to make themselves look as close to Sonic the Hedgehog as they can and just roll through those games.
That is amazing.
That's called a speed run.
I want to see someone do a slow run.
Every
run. Game as slow as possible.
I feel like literally
torturous.
No one would watch that.
That'd be terrible.
That sounds torturous.
A slow run. It's like playing a game where you don't... Please. It's like playing... what was the game I used to... Like World of Warcraft, but instead of running...
You walk.
Oh, you turn the walk button on.
You just do that majestic walk.
Yeah.
Just the stride.
So much. You get obsessed with walking. So
I was. I would walk from Stormwind to Goldshire, which, as you know, is a one-minute run.
Yeah.
It took me 30 minutes.
I just want to observe it, but like an old countryside.
Like, it was bad when you had to run when you didn't get a mount early on.
Yeah.
So I assume all of you guys had friends when you guys would play video games, right?
No.
Bro,
I had
little
a
brother.
Sibling that
I was
kicked
one
my
of those
ass.
Kids
That's not a friend.
Whose siblings and family members did not want to play games with them, but I always had multiple controllers. And I'm like, oh, man, what's Mario Kart like with two players? I'll just plug in the controller here.
And you're always winner.
It was awesome because I'm like, oh, content in a game that I never really had access to before.
That's like the only way I could win at Mortal Kombat. I just plug the second controller in and just beat it up.
Yep. That kind of reminds me of what
Fuck
I had
you,
with my Game Boy and Pokemon. My parents bought me my Game Boy Color and Yellow version. And then like a year later, they brought my brother a Game Boy and Pokemon because he had to play. He had to have it. He played it like 2 weeks and then I went and bought the link cable and kept his Game Boy and just started doing all kinds of trades.
I always wanted to
gotta
do
catch
that,
them all.
But...
Damn right.
That's why I still buy both copies.
Yep.
Because I always say I'm gonna play, and then I'll get to the first gym and go, "This is hard."
You played the third one on X and Y.
That's the furthest I've ever gotten in a Pokemon game.
Because it was a pretty game.
It was very good. Nice. Especially once you got to that third city.
Imagine
those are keys. That was a ghost.
Imagine what it would look like on the Wii U or a home console.
I want it.
Yeah. Not bitter. It's fine.
It's probably fine.
Poketan.
Poken.
I thought it was Poken. Yeah.
Whatever
know.
It is, I might
care.
Actually be okay.
She doesn't know.
Damn it.
It's Tekken with Pokemon.
Mortal Kombat.
Poken.
Combat Pack 2. Yep. Comes out on it first.
Almost bought Street Fighter 5 today.
Good, you didn't.
So did
you hear, did you see like all the stuff it's missing?
Yeah, and I knew what it was missing, but I was like, I don't care, it's still Street Fighter. And I had it in my hand, and I was like, there's not even an arcade mode.
Nope.
Wait, what?
There's no arcade
there's
mode
no arcade
on
mode.
Fighter.
There's no just like single fight where you can just go and fight the computer once.
Yeah.
It's all online.
Or survival.
Survival and practice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are the three game modes.
You know, why would you have an arcade mode in a game that originated in the arcades?
See, I heard you could still do like 1v1 on the couch.
No, you can do like one person. Like that's you can do like multiplayer.
Yeah,
but you can't just do.
Let's say you just want to go to like exhibition. You want to pick Ryu and fight Vega. You can't do that
unless you want to put it on practice or go straight onto online.
You know, that reminds me. Did you ever play WWF Warzone on like 64 or PlayStation or whatever?
Yeah, that was the first game I ever got for PlayStation.
Do you remember the fact that you could not pick your opponents?
Yep.
Yeah.
You would just go into a match, and it would give you a random opponent. You could not pick who you fought.
So it's like outcomes either Scotty Too Hotty or The Undertaker.
Right. I want to rewind here because I want to be clear again because I feel like
Jesse's confused.
I'm a little confused.
Street Fighter
I don't,
used confusion.
I don't get it.
It was highly effective.
Why does it now say,
he hurt himself in his computer. Shannon buys Street Fighter, and we have two controllers, and I want to sit on a couch next to Shannon and beat him up at Street Fighter.
Yes, you can do that. Yes.
Okay.
But what you cannot do is you cannot go...
Have one controller.
And say, I'm just going to play through the arcade and fight people one by one. Nor can you go, okay, I'm going to pick this character and just fight this character because I want to.
And put it on, like, extra hard or very easy and just try to... Get a
I'm
single fight.
Entirely fine with that, I'll be
no!
honest.
No!
Dalton, go.
So does that mean we can make Street Fighter V the motherfucker of the week?
Oh, that's
a callback!
Right there.
Oh,
but do you really want to use that when Ted Cruz and Mark Rubio and Donald Trump live?
Fuck them. Street Fighter V, you're the motherfucker of the week.
Well, I mean, Trump was the motherfucker of the century.
He's like, been the motherfucker of the last quarter of the show.
Trump of the motherfucker of the millennium.
And there you go.
Yeah, him and Vince McMahon. Hey, Cody, by the way, I'm sorry that we stole the 200th episode from the sports show. I couldn't give it to you.
I've said it on private messaging multiple times. I'm okay with that. We're four episodes in. I don't want to take that
accomplishment. You don't want that responsibility?
Oh, heck
you don't want that evil on
no.
you?
Well, especially right now when all the cool sports that most people talk about are ending. I'm a big hockey fan, but no one cares. I'm a big NBA fan.
I'm going to my first
A 200th episode of nothing isn't worth it.
I like the New York Knickerbockers.
Good.
No, they shortened it.
Oh, is it just, what is it now?
No, Knicks. Knicks. I'm going to make sure no one makes that joke. Knicks.
The New York Knickers.
That's actually what...
The only reason I know it's the Knicks is because they're blue and orange.
I don't know if anyone else is bothered by this, but the Boston Celtics...
Everybody's bothered by that.
And
it's not
green.
An NBA
everyone
fan.
That everyone that I talk to
Wait,
is
Asa,
like,
Wait, shouldn't that be the Boston Celtics?
Yes, it should. But they don't...
Absolutely should.
Shouldn't the Washington Redskins not be named after an offensive term?
Go to hell.
Oh, so you've been playing for the Houston Hillbillies?
No.
Because it's Houston.
Oh.
No, he would certainly play for the Illinois Hillbillies.
No.
You would play for the St. Louis Hillbillies.
I'm not playing football for nobody.
Basketball.
Okay, maybe.
Baseball. Shooting ski. What do rednecks do? They fish?
I think they go...
Like, 10 minutes ago, you were talking about how much about Perryville. And, like...
Wouldn't Tanner go catfisting?
He's taking off the belt!
I just threw Tanner directly behind me. Oh, and the tie.
Dalton, run! No, I'm not joking!
Take it like a man,
the safety boy!
Oh, here comes the shirt.
We always said it was... I'm not looking. No, fuck it. This is a great visual gag for me. I may actually gag.
I can take a picture of this.
Don't. It's like
suffocate, sir.
It's like a monster. If you can't see it, it can't see you.
Yeah. Cody's putting on Tanner's tie.
All right, so for those of you that can't... I'm going to give you guys a
eulogy, Asa.
Tanner has now unbuttoned his shirt. He has placed himself behind Dalton, one of the sleeves, and...
That's a headlock.
Now Dalton's going to sleep.
I got it.
Old radio.
Right, oh, he's changing colors.
So to be real, he's actually doing this.
Dalton, you're blue. By the beat up, I die.
Dalton's going to sleep now. Good night, Dalton. Please put the microphone down. Oh, all right. Tanner, let him go. I'm assuming this was a deliberate warning.
I'm glad he didn't pass out, because when you wake up after passing out, your butthole hurts. And Cody looking dapper in Tanner's tie now.
Oh, and the whole time, Cody immediately, after receiving Tanner's tie, began tying it.
Is that a real
what
tie
are you? What are you going to do with the tie?
Huh? You know what just ties I have? Untied? I have the ones that zip, because I can't tie a tie.
There's one thing in this world that every man should know how to do is tie a fucking tie.
I like the bow.
What's that, Tanner?
There's one thing in this world that every man should know how to do, and that's how to tie a tie.
I can
and
tie
a bow tie.
Tie.
I tried to teach him.
I cannot tie
in my defense,
a bow tie.
I grew up in church and wore ties every like Sunday for 12 years.
In my
and
defense,
still wear them
I tried my hardest to look like a sleazy douchebag constantly. So a tie doesn't fit. Now, if you notice this hot...
You're lacking mesh.
I was saying, will you notice this?
Oh, you wear mesh. He's waiting to get
German
a little
techno
more
music.
A little more cut. But please notice the dress jacket with the wife beater shirt under it.
And the sunglasses.
No, everybody
notice.
No, fake glasses. These are fake glasses.
Douchebag status.
Yeah.
And the crease hair.
Yeah,
I'm not the only one.
That true heel.
No,
me. I'm real heel. It's damn real.
You guys have the same glasses.
I'm not the only
one
that's wearing fashion
real.
Glasses.
Oh my god.
Mine actually have prescriptions in them. I'm gonna be right back. Needs water.
He's gonna die. He's gonna go pass out
the
bathroom.
Dalton's gonna go change his pants.
Do you think he's gonna try to sneak attack Tanner?
That would be the dumbest thing he ever did.
Yeah, I don't.
Have you ever tried to like tackle a mountain?
Yeah.
Maybe it would be like
Jesse.
Maybe it'll be like Resident Evil 5, funny. Where Chris Redfield tried to beat up that boulder. It did not work. And he won.
Really? Yeah, Chris Redfield won against the boulder. However, interestingly, broken wood walls stops him every time.
That's a problem. Well, that's like, I forget which game it was, but you could like drive through everything and you're fine. But the moment you try to drive through a fucking bush, it's like hitting a steel wall.
Grand Theft Auto? Arkham Knight?
Yeah, there's a couple. Well, there's, and then a couple of those Batman games, it's like, oh, you have this like spray adhesive you can blow up concrete walls with, and then, oh, there's some police tape going across the doorway.
Can't touch it.
Can't go through that.
Can't get through that.
Batman respects the law?
The bat scissors don't work.
The old Grand Theft Auto games.
He forgot the bat scissors at home.
The old Grand Theft Auto games where as soon as you touch water, you drowned.
Yep.
It's like as soon as you barely went underwater.
And Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Because I remember, was it Vice City or San Andreas?
Are you talking about falling in water and dying?
And then, like, the first time you could actually swim.
That was 4, wasn't it?
Grand Theft Auto 3 into San Andreas.
No, it still killed you in 3.
You died in 3, yeah.
It still killed you in 3.
Well, what I'm saying is, the first time you could swim was San Andreas.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah,
whichever the first one was that you could swim in, I remember, like, driving my car into the water and being real mad, because I was like, I don't remember the last time that, like, I'm just, like, going to die in the middle of this mission. And then I got out of my car and I started swimming, and I was like, what?
This is glorious.
Rockstar, you're
glorious. This is groundbreaking.
So are we excited to tell the folks about the brand new Podzilla 1985 video game that's coming out soon?
What?
Are we working on that?
Yes.
Yeah,
we got it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's almost done. What I'm going to do is I'm going to download RPG Maker and just make the Podzilla 1985 RPG.
Did we ever get a fan name winner?
We did, and we're going to announce it on the next
250th episode.
Yes.
So we're delaying it.
Yes. No. We're tallying the votes. Yeah. And we'll announce it on...
we were supposed to announce it yesterday.
Lindsay, honey... You were part of the group. Please don't expose the man behind the curtain.
I enjoy exposing men behind curtains.
I bet you do.
Well, I'm not going to
then. Thank you for Claire for verifying the joke.
I like how they paint me the whore as she says that.
Didn't she also yell out, "I don't swallow" earlier?
Yeah.
That happened.
She also mentioned something about having a lady brain.
What?
Are we bringing... No, that was...
We brought that one back, too. Yeah. Well, now it's uncomfortable.
Sure.
Yep. Thankfully, we only have like 8 minutes left. It's already been an hour.
So can we all of our favorite episodes?
Yeah, we should probably do a recap of the 200th episode.
I think it's just fun just sitting around bullshitting, honestly.
I'd prefer to.
That's what people like to hear. Yeah. But yeah, you know what? Let's try to make it a little bit. What's your favorite? Dalton, we do this every special show.
We can do favorite and least favorite again.
Yes.
That's always fun.
Because it's been updated.
Mine.
You have a wide selection.
What's your favorite episode and what's your least favorite episode?
Least favorite, I don't...
Are we doing, like, in general or that we've been on?
In general.
I was about to say, because that only gives me, like, 5 options to choose from.
My favorite's the sports show I was on last week. My least favorite is the sports show I was on last week.
You got it, buddy.
I think my least favorite...
My Cody.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. I appreciate it.
I've never listened to the 50th episode, but
this is my big Johnny.
Are you going to let the man talk?
I usually don't let them.
I'm going to say that my least favorite was probably the first Toxic Gamers episode.
Because of Nate?
I don't agree with your opinion, Dalton.
Anyway, that's fine.
Women and semen don't mix.
That's fine.
What?
I'm sure you would say semen and ponies mix just one...
Not gonna
be me.
Too late.
Oh, yes. You can't sit here and left.
That's
not how this works.
No, it's hard to masturbate with a bro hoof.
It's like saying, motherfucker, the F being gone doesn't change what you've already said.
If you don't finish the sentence, it's not offensive. That's the rule. Like, if you stop before you get
bullshit.
To the
bullshit.
I don't think that's how that works.
If you don't orgasm, it's not rape.
Woo!
Whoa!
Woo! You're not wrong. Hey, Mandy.
Damn it.
Happy 200th episode, everybody.
Woo! Bye, Shannon.
Bye, Cody. See you. Cody, get back here.
He looks better in it.
I'm sorry. Have you seen Cody?
Tanner, you look fantastic in that tie.
You did.
I did tell you looked cute earlier.
I will say the most recent episode is my favorite was the Deadpool recap. Because just the amount of laughter, like, as talking about the movie.
I wish I wasn't feeling like crap on that one. It would have been fun.
Are you sure it wasn't one of the 40 Star Wars episodes we did after the release of Episode 7?
You can go fuck yourself.
Hey, so what about you, buddy? Awesome. What do you got?
I don't even know. I still think my least favorite episode was the ones where they were trying to defend why gay marriage shouldn't be legal.
Oh, so, you're talking about the episode with Louis and
yeah. The one where I made Nate cry, but I could have gotten a lot worse.
Yeah, that
one actually made me itch because of the things that you didn't say. I was like,
yeah, it's like I had so many arguments that I wanted to be like, nope, you're wrong because of this.
It's one of those things that, like, you can plan it, and if you're not doing it on the spot, it's easier to go, oh, he should have said this. But when you're actually doing it, so many things, like, slip your mind until later.
Well, that was just me, like, as I was listening to it live. Like, I was just like...
It was making me itch.
Yeah. But I think... I don't know what my favorite episode would be. I really like the ones that we do, like any of those, like Mr. 100 and the Five Star Mans. Like, those were fun. I like the majority of the PWUs that we do.
There are some that didn't quite make the cut.
Right now I would say the Punisher Batman one that we just did.
I loved that episode so much.
That was
so good.
A lot of fun.
And it's reflected in the views, too. Like, it's got a ton of listens.
That's good.
Yeah. Tanner, what about you?
Least favorite?
Is it still the same?
It's still the same. That's never going to fucking change.
The first Tanner episode.
It wasn't even Tanner Thursday.
It was on Saturday. It was at like 1 a.m., I think. It was super late.
Yeah, I just came back from St. Louis.
And you and I were just like this to each other, like side by side, almost face to face, talking to that one mic.
Yeah.
The good old days. Yeah, this mic right here.
Yeah.
I just kissed the mic.
That's good. That mic.
Great audio.
You did
something
about I asked Dalton, I was like, hey, is this good for a podcast? And he just kind of looks at me and goes, yeah.
I'll make the sale.
Yep. Dalton's classic salesman.
That was a $75 sale.
Yeah, I think he was like, is that the most expensive one back there? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the best. That's why it costs so much.
I think I said it's like breathing through a good lung. I think I actually said something like that.
Which is something CJ won't do for much longer if he keeps smoking. That's a public service announcement. Stop smoking. All right, Scody? Scody?
Well, he didn't say what his favorite was.
I was about to say, Tanner.
No, it's fine.
Pokemon Conspiracy.
That was
a good one. That was a good one.
Honestly, that may be mine. That was one of those I was going to look at as Pokemon Conspiracies Part 1. It was just a lot of fun to listen to, a lot of fun stuff that I've heard about and just hear it expounded upon. Least favorite, Asa, I get the viewpoint with the gay marriage one. That one was very uncomfortable to listen to. Not for the topic, but just the way it was presented by some people. The 50th train wreck may be another one.
I hate that episode.
I know you do.
I'm sorry. I enjoy
it at points, but
that's the holiday special for me.
Oh,
if I could break every
holiday special has redeeming qualities in the form of commercials, because Tobor is robot spelled backwards.
We
whoa,
we got some great toy commercials coming up, kids. I promise. Ethan, you have an opinion? Get close to the mic when you say it, buddy.
The ones I'm on, I like the most, and the ones I'm not on, I don't.
So you hate this show. That's what you're saying.
No, in all seriousness, I really like
very much.
My favorite was definitely the Pokemon Conspiracies.
I'm going to volunteer that that's Lindsay's favorite, too. And she's nodding her head yes.
And it is hard to say which one I just hate or dislike.
The one Nate was on?
Sure.
Okay.
I feel like you're kind of like me in the sense that you don't necessarily like despise an episode so much that you have like ones like I never will listen to this again. It's just trying to find one.
Listen to the 50th episode again.
There are very few episodes that I won't listen to, like that I just outright refuse to listen to. The 50th episode is one that I will not listen to. I will also never listen to the Hulk Hogan episode that we did here with Louis, because I really almost hit Louis that night. Like, that's not a joke. Louis and I almost got into a fist
fight.
And that would not have ended well for him.
I go back and listen to that just for Big Johnny's.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
John saved the day.
At the end, like, that was a really great ending to what was a really uncomfortable, like, very clearly tense.
Yeah. It's like, not often I get pushed past the point, but it's not fun.
Yeah.
You know? Jesse, what do you got?
I think everybody at the table knows my least favorite episode has not changed. And likely will never change.
The first nerd up.
The very first nerd up.
With Double H.
With Double H, who was obviously a shining point.
He always was.
In the first episode of Nerd Up. The downside, of course, being...
Stephen J.
Yeah. Yeah.
SJ.
Yeah. I really can't think of a favorite episode that we've done. I've had so much fun on so many.
The one that just popped in my head was the very first Tanner Thursday that I did. Where we were doing
Who Discovered America.
We were doing Who Discovered America, and I sent pretty much everyone on that episode an apology because I felt like I completely derailed it.
He did. He's just like, I am so sorry. Like,
I remember that. I'm thinking, no, you saved that shit. That's the last time.
But that was the topic. But it was. But like when we got into it, like it was just so much fun to like just
That's when we decided to go with the same lineup every Thursday.
Just about. Yeah. For Tana Thursday?
Yeah.
Like the people?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty much me, you, Lindsay, Jesse, Asa, and Dalton for the most part.
Yeah.
Occasionally you'll swap someone in or out, but it's usually the same people for it. Yeah. You know, like Nerd Up has Jesse, Mandy, and Stephanie as the main ones, and then CJ and Steven, and then Asa and Dalton.
Actually, the only consistent ones are probably me and Dalton for Nerd Up.
Well, Dalton obviously has nothing to do, and it's your baby. Yeah. So.
Enjoy that while you got it, man. That's
because
a beautiful life.
Stephanie and Mandy can't do it every other week. And so...
Well, I come in as a substitute.
I say Lindsay and Asa are on there quite often. And then Pro Wrestling Unscripted, of course, is always the same people. Yeah. Myself, Dalton, Asa, and Allie. And, yeah. And the sports show is Cody plus whoever is available.
Yeah, that's really
who knows sports? I think Ethan's on this week.
Yeah.
Oh, sports man.
Baseball.
Good news, guys. Sports show got canceled.
Just Cody's face when you said that. It was just like, oh, no.
My soul dropped. Not my heart, my soul.
So anyway, I'm sorry, I can't be there. Thing, the reason I ended up, like the reason I'm on Nerd Up more is because it was right before everybody dropped out, like we got the new cast for PWU, because I was, Zach and I were going back and forth on the heel thing, and I was just like, well, it would be funny, because he tried getting that war to start up. So I thought it would be hilarious for you three against us, like, Jesse and I, and then, so that's why I ended up on Nerd Up, and I just really enjoyed being there.
Zach tried to do that originally with Pen and Nerd. Yeah. Remember, he kept picking fights with Jesse. So,
well, the thing was, he wouldn't listen to the episode.
Yeah.
So he would never hear my rebuttals.
Fuck Pen and Nerd.
Well, isn't that really the hashtag true heel way to go?
I guess. Except, like, he blamed it on me for not participating. I'm like, motherfucker.
But now we all agree.
I trashed you hard on Pen and Nerd.
But now we all agree. Fuck Podbean.
Fuck Podbean.
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Like, if only there was another service that would let us have unlimited uploads at that price.
You know, and we were going to do YouTube, but thank God we didn't with all the shit that's going on over there, which I assume you're going to be talking about on Nerd Up.
I don't know what's going on right now.
With the fair use stuff and how all these channels are getting pulled, like, with no explanation.
We talked a lot about the Fine Bros thing, but that was a different...
That's all I talked about.
I'll send you a link to... who was it?
I know, I saw Nate was bitching about it.
Yeah, and that's where I found it at, actually, and Ethan pointed it out to me indirectly. But Boogie298 posted a video of it, Nostalgia Critic did a video about it.
I hate everything.
Jimquisition did a video about it. Apparently, it's real bad and it's real scary. We'll talk about that on Nerd Up. I'll see a link. Mandy, what about you? What's your favorite and least favorite?
Pass? I don't know.
AKA, I've never listened to a single show.
I've listened to some.
That's fine, because I actually didn't want to interrupt Mandy before getting to this point. You mentioned SJ. That's like the most terrifying Dragon Ball Z fusion ever, because it's someone who like rages with their legs and is narcoleptic with their head.
Oh!
Cody just threw the bottle. Oh!
God damn!
Thank God.
I'm not on often, but I drop mics when I do it.
I'm about to say, drop mic. Don't drop the mic.
No. No, we've done that one too many times. No. We don't want to damage these mics. All right, well, hey, that's going to wrap it up. That's the show.
Did you say your
favorite?
Yeah, what was your favorite?
I mean, your least favorite, obviously, is the 50th.
Yeah. I'm with you. I've had so many episodes I love being on. I can't pick one. Like, this show has been so good for my soul to talk about serious things. Like, we talked about Baltimore. We talked about Paris. We talked about bombings. We've talked about shootings. We've talked about
religion,
presidential debates, gay marriage. We've talked about video games and
comic books.
I think wrestling's made its way in there a couple times.
Yeah, I think
once or twice.
We're able to talk about it, which makes me happy.
I know a lot about Daniel Bryan now.
So Daniel Bryan.
No.
Please, no.
The point is,
why?
The point is that this show is a little bit of everything, and that's why we love it, and that's why we love doing it, and we're going to keep doing it. So, to the next...
We got some exciting stuff coming up.
We do have some exciting stuff coming up.
Don't we have a big announcement?
Yeah. That I'm not going to retire.
There, thank you.
I'm thinking about it. I'll give you a decision soon.
By the end of the work week, boss, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll put my 2-week notice in, don't worry. Once I leave this show... I am confident that it will close within a month. And by that, I mean that Jesse will keep it going and do a great job. So,
and we will have half the show.
Yeah. Basically just Dante from Clerks. I got called in. I didn't know. I didn't want to be
supposed
here
to be
today.
Here tonight.
If you left, there would be I would lose my mind, because there would be so many episodes where I would be behind a laptop. Because I have nothing to contribute on wrestling.
Nothing.
Oh, no. Like, those shows would just end. Like,
oh, that's sad. Podzilla would cease to function as
right
a
after I got my like, Ultimate Warrior intro. Dang it, guys.
I feel like Nerd Up would definitely continue, and I feel like Tanner Thursday would, assuming Tanner still wants to do Tanner Thursday just without Shane there.
Or is it going to be like with the store, where everybody's like, if you leave, I leave. If you go, I go.
People like me, though, so I don't think everybody would leave because you left.
Oh, I'll still be here for Tanner Thursday, but I'm going to bash
you. I still need somewhere to... Oh, there you go. I need somewhere to host my sports show.
The new running theme on Tanner Thursday is trashing Shannon for the first 10 minutes for leaving us.
I've done it before.
Don't worry. I'm not leaving anytime soon.
Thank God.
And by soon, I mean within the next 2 to 3 shows.
We've got enough time to fix the lineups to get in.
I got to hit 1 year before I leave, no matter what. Like, I got
next month.
I was going to say,
got to make it to WrestleMania. And hopefully this show will continue for another 200 episodes, and hopefully we'll get bigger and better. Lindsay's working on some stuff on Redbubble. We got new gear. We got stuff. It's grown so much from those days where it was just one microphone and 20 listens per show. So thank you for listening to Podzilla 1985. And thank you guys for being a part of it, because it means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to everyone here except Mandy.
You're welcome.
Well, and also, I feel like I probably speak for everyone and saying thanks to you for starting this and kind of keeping your hand on the wheel. And
just a little bit.
Like, I mean, I know, you know, like, Jesse does Nerd Up, Cody has a sports show. Like, you're not necessarily the lead on every show, but, like, you own the network.
Well, technically, Kevin owns the network.
you are our OG, and we respect you as such.
I love doing it, and I like to think that if and when I do leave, I will have left my mark here somehow. So,
and you know, a shout out to Krista, who actually
I meant to mention Krista earlier when we gave shouts out. I'm so
and,
sorry.
And if we're talking about anything here, Krista is the true origin of podcasting here in this store.
She's not wrong.
Well, her and Seed, no, her.
Her,
yeah.
And then so CJ jumped in on that ship.
Krista's patient zero.
You go, Krista.
And then I took over the ship, and then Shannon was like, oh.
I seriously, I saw what they were doing, and I was like, I could do that.
Well, we'd been talking about it for how long?
We've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, Shannon and I had talked about it, like, years prior.
There was that night I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. And
fucking Zach.
And Zach was there, and Jordan was there, and Zach drunkenly said, we need a new podcast! And then we did the podcast. And Dalton's jerking off over here. What is happening?
Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson, he's leaving. Okay, good. We'll talk about that next Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Yeah. Let's end this so we can go home and get back to our cats.
I don't have any.
I have three at home. My cat died.
Fuck. My parents died.
My dad died.
Episode without it.
Show.
Gosh dang it.
God.
It's a 200th episode. How are we going to get by without doing that?
I'm to Jesse Kimball.
I'm dead inside.
Easily.
Dead inside.
I was about to say, if that's the case, we got this dicks. We got my assholes this big.
We brought those up. Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah, but I just want to get them out there again because it's not just, he says it one time. It's not a original Podzilla show without this dick. This dick.
That
and moving forward,
those dicks,
my asshole.
This will all be in the past. Moving forward, there will be so much less diss dick. And by that, I mean zero.
Yep.
In the
no
next
more dicks.
Episodes.
It's an all-female cast starting next week.
Yay!
Ethan, you're still invited.
Yay, Mandy, Stephanie, and Lindsay.
And we'll bring Krista back.
I love
hopefully she won't come.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed the 200th episode of Pure Nothingness with a little bit of content. But it was fun. Thanks, guys, for being here. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Billy, for being here and for everything you do. Let's give a shout-out to Billy real quick, because he's the real MVP.
Woo!
Thanks,
Billy. I love you. I'll miss you so much.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you back tomorrow for the sports show. Sunday, we're watching the pay-per-view.
Fastlane.
And then a whole bunch of shows next week. Thank you, guys. Dalton, take us out.
Shannon, take us out.
Jesse, take us out.
Nope.
Anybody?
Mandy, take us out.
Ethan, take us out.
Bye. All right.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. 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 Yes.